This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Great day for Colorado State, in my opinion. We've covered, we've talked about this a lot in the show, and really cool to get Hugh Millen on to talk about this, because the two of them are pretty darn tight. And I mean, hell, he's telling us he spoke at his wedding. So that's I mean, getting Hugh's insight on that was fantastic. But a guy's insight that we absolutely love to get on the show also is the Rams insider from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and the Kevin Lytle. Kevin, we've thrown out a lot of names on this show, on Rams Weekly, in the Colorado, whatever. Jim Mora was not one we talked about, my friend.
Nope, definitely not. That's a surprising name, I think, especially over the last, I don't know, week or so. I started to feel and say, I think this is going to be something that we don't really see coming, and sure enough, that's the case.
I mean, I was so stunned to see this, Kevin. Obviously, his resume, we've went into that a lot today, but what he did at UConn, I'll be honest, I kind of forgot they had a football team. And Jim Mora, just talk about resurrecting something. I mean, that wasn't, they were awful. They were a non-factor, and he made them relevant. And I know that's the hope, that he can bring that to Colorado State.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, UConn, I mean, just like you said, it's obviously a basketball powerhouse in both men's and women's basketball, and pretty much an afterthought in football previously. UConn in the five seasons before Mora was 9-50, which is just a staggeringly bad number. And then under Mora, 27-23, 9-3 this season, bowl in every year but one. I think it's probably worth noting that in year one, he took them to a bowl, which I think is something CSU will be looking for. So, you know, all those things are kind of reasons why, you know, I think CSU and CSU fans are pretty excited about this. Of he took a program that does not win, and he won.
Do you expect to see a lot of guys from UConn enter that transfer portal? There's a couple guys we were talking about. There's a stud wide receiver, stud running back. I think their backup quarterback is interesting, too, because I think he has a year or two left of eligibility. I would imagine we're going to start seeing that pretty soon, too, right?
Yeah, I think all of those things. I mean, the portal is not open and will not be open for UConn players probably for a while officially, but you can obviously, like we've seen a couple CSU players do, you can, you know, leave. He will bring players. That's just the way of the college sports world right now. Who it is will be interesting. I mean, I wrote after the Boise game and the Curry incident and all that, but even it wasn't really related to the Curry incident, that task number one for the new CSU coach is get the right quarterback, because it's been so long since CSU has done that. So that is definitely still the case for Mora, but given his success, and I mean, they're, I think, 15th in the nation in scoring offense, UConn is. I would think, you know, whether it's a guy coming from UConn or someone else in the portal, they'll be able to attract a good quarterback.
What do you think the salary is going to look like as far as, like, contract details? I know you noted in your story in the Coloradoan today the buyout portion, too, on UConn's side to leave. What are you guessing we're going to see? And you also noted Jay Norvell's salary this last year was 1.9. Got to imagine we're going significantly over that, right?
Yeah, it's got to be well north of that. I mean, Jim Mora was just over 2 this year after an extension they got last year. So, you know, you have to imagine it's probably at least a decent bit over that. So I'm working on getting the contract. I hope to have that pretty soon here. But But yeah, I would have to think, you know, high twos, you know, feels likely. And a lot of, you know, a lot of the reason that could, you know, be of interest to a coach like him is the other resources too. I mean, that's kind of why Jay Norvell came over, is, you know, assistant coach pay, you know, resources for the roster obviously is a big one, all that type of stuff. So all of that is going to be involved in, but yeah, clearly CSU is investing heavily.
How do you think a name like Jim Mora, who has the resume, but the name is certainly big in football, how do you think that will impact the NIL situation? Like, is this something overnight where, you know, we got donors coming out of nowhere now throwing more dollars at this thing? How do you see that going?
Maybe a bit of that, but no, I think it's still going to take some work. There's, you know, plenty of CSU fans that, you know, maybe even still look at this and say, okay, sounds good, but, you know, kind of prove it to me, because, you know, CSU hasn't succeeded. I think the thing you can get with someone like this is people you don't know, you know, that aren't necessarily tied to CSU, but they're tied to Mora, who could come in and say, hey, I'll throw a bit of cash at that because he's my guy. I want him to succeed. So, you know, that's always, you know, a possible benefit, especially I think with a veteran who's been in a lot of areas. They obviously are tied to a lot of people. So you could have someone come in and say, you know what? You know, again, CSU doesn't really mean anything to me, but Jim Mora does, so I want to throw him some money.
What are the negatives that you're seeing, Kevin, that kind of stick out to you? Because everything seems fairly positive. Maybe the age thing, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, age means it's most likely not a super long term. You know, he's not going to be the coach for 25 years, you know, at CSU, I don't think. For that, I don't care. I've been really annoyed at people saying, well, you know, if that guy comes in, he'll win and leave. It's like, well, no, this program's been losing, so don't worry about the guy leaving. Worry about them winning.
Yeah.
That's a small one. His UCLA tenure the last couple of years wasn't very good, but, you know, that was quite a while ago now, and it's just different. I think some of the main concerns aren't really Mora specific. They're just what CSU was going to have to fight no matter what, of you have to have money to build a roster and all that jazz. You have to win back the fan base. All of those things were going to be relevant no matter who the hire was, and they still are. And, you know, frankly, just CSU has not won consistently. So you just need to shake that one way or another. So I don't see like massive red flags like, oh my gosh, I don't know about this. But it would be naive to say that, oh, all is good, you know, 10 wins next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time, like you said. But I got to tell you, for me personally, CSU, like going into the Pac-12, at this stage where they were, just fired a coach, they continue to lose, we had the spitting thing, whatever. It just felt like they were going into the Pac-12 as maybe bottom of the barrel, maybe not even a maybe. They were bottom of the barrel. Overnight, it feels like suddenly, I'm not saying they have the best roster, but they become one of the more interesting stories now, maybe the sexier of all these teams going into the Pac-12.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it changes, yeah, the narrative around it. Because, yeah, right, you know, how this season has gone, it was CSU and Oregon State at the very, very bottom and looking way up at everyone else. But this one gets some buzz, some positive energy. It's kind of fun and, I guess, ironic in a way that he's coming back to the Pac-12 after coaching UCLA. Obviously, it's a very different Pac-12 than he coached in, but you know, that connection is fascinating. And it does. It just changes the energy and narrative. And now everyone, you know, I tweeted it, game one, September 5th against Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a whole different vibe around that one compared to a couple weeks ago when, you know, CSU lost 28-0 to Wyoming right after firing Jay Norvell. So the vibe very quickly turns very different.
Yeah, I have to admit, all the names you and I were talking about over the last few weeks, it wasn't that I was negative on them. It was just kind of like, we'll see. And again, with Jim Mora, we still have to see as well. But there's certain names that you do hear and suddenly you go, wow, that I did not expect. That's great. Colin Klein. I had my, okay, great. What if he's not interested? Is that really a name that's going to make sense for Colorado State? There was just a ton of those names that I kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, yeah, that's fine. But with Jim Mora, this does feel like that mic drop moment for John Weber and his staff.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. I think, you know, if you just kind of scroll through reaction to UConn fans, it's mostly like, oh, no, like this is awful for us. And how'd they do this? And, you know, even some bitterness almost of, well, if he is going to leave, I thought it was going to be for a P4 and that would have been fine. But, you know, what some view as a lateral, obviously Jim Mora does not view it as a lateral move. But all those things, I think, again, show why this on the surface sure looks like a good hire. Because, yeah, I think all those ones, you know, Colin Klein, certainly a lot of, you know, traction in a lot of different ways. But he's a new coach, you know, first-time head coach, whenever that becomes. You know, for some of the FCS guys, it's like, okay, they've won at a lower level when they were the big dogs. But, what happens when they're not necessarily the big dog as far as resources and whatnot? A lot of questions all around. But Mora seems to check a lot of the boxes.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And on the former players for CSU, we had a couple of guys saying they're going to enter the portal. Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, Jalen Dupree, those are the big names. And then I'll ask you about Owen Long. Do you see any of those guys changing their mind? Do you see if they do change their mind, CSU wants them back? Have you thought about that side of things yet, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance Braden Fowler Nicolosi is coming back. I don't see how that could happen for either party, frankly.
Yeah.
And even Dupree, kind of the same way. I think it would be, you know, we'll see who stays, but I think it would be pretty hard to reintegrate onto that roster after leaving with 3 weeks ago. So I would be stunned if those guys try an about face.
Yeah, I wonder if they're regretting that decision. I don't know. Maybe they aren't. Owen Long, does this increase the chances of CSU being able to retain him?
I would say slightly, but I still think that's very, very difficult. Not because of anything negative to CSU, just because of, frankly, how good Owen Long is and how many people will be trying to get him.
Kevin, it is a wild time, my friend. No Rams Weekly tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving, of course, but we'll look forward to recharging that with you next week. I plan to be out there Monday. I guess they're going to introduce Jim Mora as CSU's head coach, 3:00 on Monday. So I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yep, press conference 3, and next weekend CSU men's basketball hosts CU, and I would not be shocked if Jim Mora were to walk out at halftime of that one or pregame or something. That's a kind of a tradition for new coaches.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. Hugh Millen was on with us earlier, Kevin, and he mentioned, now he said it, so I can talk about it, but a text that he got from Jim Mora about his interest in CSU was basically like, we want to get into the college football playoffs. We see the path there. I see the path there through the Pac-12 more than any of these other places. And there were other big guys saying, hey, watch out for Jim Mora as far as some Power 4 opportunities down the road. So for Jim to text that, I think is just, Rams fans should be really pumped about that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, there's a much longer discussion to have, but I do think it's actually a more direct path to the playoff of go win the Pac-12 than, say, an Oklahoma State where it's probably harder to win the Big 12. I think the Pac-12 winner every year is going to have a pretty good chance to get that whatever, G5, G6, whatever you want to call it, spot in the playoff.
No question about it, my man. Kevin, appreciate you, dude. Loved your work on this, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on Monday, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. You too.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, Hugh told us that Jim, like in a text thread, it's basically like, I see the path to the college football playoffs there. Mike, do you have any like negatives on this? Is it the schedule? UConn really didn't play. I mean, you're the football elitist. You would say they didn't really play anybody. Is that a concern?
I mean, like you could say some negative stuff about CSU. If CSU had a really good coach, but they also didn't play anybody, they're in a lower conference.
Well, Jay did that last year, and how did he follow it up this year, right? And Jim Mora did that last year, and how did he follow it up this year? 2 years in a row it's not typically a coincidence, you know?
But also, he does have a history at UCLA of being good.
Yep.
His first 3 years, I think he had like 29 wins or something.
Yeah.
He was sub-500 the last 3 years, and as Hugh Millen said, he had to deal with a lot of the UCLA politics.
Correct.
Now, I don't know how much of the politics go into the UCLA system. I know it's so much easier to recruit when you're at USC than at UCLA because there's so much more prestige at USC.
Mm-hmm. No, this is it's pretty exciting times. I mean, again, those of you that are like, who did he play in UConn? Go back and look what he did at UCLA. Every coach is name a coach that hasn't been fired. Nick Saban, I guess, but he, I mean, every coach is getting fired, Mike. At some point, the coach is going to get fired. Oh, you got a fired guy from UCLA. They liked him so much they fired him. He was good for 4 years there, and he had two down years, 4-8 and then 5-6, and they fired him. This is the world that we're in. Stop acting like this is new. Every coach at one point, for the most part, has been fired.
And that was in the Pac-12. That's two bad years in the Pac-12, and you can get fired.
Yeah,
I mean that happens to a lot of coaches in college.
That's how it goes, man. Just how it goes. Big day for Colorado State. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. The Broncos are going up against Washington. Not that Washington. We talked a lot about Washington already, Mike, so slow your roll.
The bad Washington.
Can the Broncos get to win number 10 this weekend against the Commanders? We'll talk about that. We got the quarterback toilet bowl coming up at 1. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 AFKA.
That's cool. Cool day. Now we haven't even talked about the Broncos. Broncos get back at it this week, and they're just signing dudes, Mike. They got Will Lutz taken care of. They got Luke Wattenberg taken care of, and they got Malcolm Roach taken care of. Do you really need to say that?
Yeah.
You're probably feeling great. You got to talk to a legend Husky today. Hugh Miller.
Or did he get to talk to me?
Yeah, because he knew who you were.
We've talked about the Huskies and the Ducks before.
You have?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
We're really good friends.
Really? What's his first name?
Hugh.
Oh, good job. You got it. You were a little worried though, weren't you? Are you worried
no,
about the Broncos?
I actually do have his.
Are you worried about you're looking up pictures of him? Okay. Another restraining order coming up.
I had to look up what years he was at Washington.
Early 90s?
80s.
Early 80s? Early 80s?
Yeah. Early mid-80s.
Mid-80s. He was a Bronco in the early 90s, right?
Like 94, 95.
He was back up to John Elway. Cool guy. Yeah, and we had a message earlier. I'm grateful for that relationship that we had with Clay that helped me kind of build a relationship with Hugh. So really cool connection to have there for sure. And Hugh jumping on to talk to us about Jim Mora. I mean, he's 64 years old. He's talking about like climbing mountains and stuff at his age. And he's just like healthy as a horse. So wouldn't worry about that. I would imagine like this isn't a stepping stone for Jim Mora. He's 64. He's been to an NFC championship game. He's been a good to plenty of bowl games. As UCLA's head coach, the Alamo Bowl, the Sun Bowl, won those bowl games. This is his last stop, Mike. Would you say last stop?
Yeah, 64. I think this is more of a long-term thing for Mora.
GoPoke says, remind me again, were you out of diapers during the Elway era? I was. Yeah, I was. How old was I when John Elway retired, Michael? I was 14 when Elway retired.
I was in high school.
How much older are you than me? Like,
I am 44.
44 years old. So I would have been in junior high and you were in high school.
Now, are we talking biologically or are we talking about maturity-wise? Because maturity-wise, I am 7.
Well, I'm not far from away from that either, man.
You're probably like 12.
Yeah, probably around 12-ish. Well, maybe 10-ish. Yeah, no, I got to experience the whole Elway thing. Not really in the, obviously in the 80s, early 90s, but big Broncos people growing up. My family, we were big Broncos people, big Nuggets people, big Rockies people. Kind of big Avs people, big college football, like local college football people, Buffs, Rams, Bears, oh my.
I have to tell Tanner that as a child, I was a Dodgers fan.
That checks out.
Because of where I lived.
That checks out. And you're still a Dodgers fan.
I mean, they would. If I watched more baseball, they would be my number two.
How much more interested are you going to be in CSU next year? With Jim Mora as the head coach, being a Washington Husky.
I mean, I will still be interested. I was less interested in them because I did not like what Norvell said about Al Davis that rubbed me the wrong way.
He said something nice about a former employer?
Yeah, and frankly, I find that despicable because yeah. Al Davis is of the devil.
Well, he's dead, so.
Or he is the devil. He could be.
Come on, man. Really?
I just don't like Al Davis. Or the
he's dead, okay? Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's a weird reason to not like somebody. Jay Norvell, I liked Jay Norvell. It just didn't work out. I didn't like his style over the last couple of years. I started to get out a little bit on Jay, honestly. And again, I sound like a broken record with how he handled his quarterbacks and how he specifically handled Clay Millen. I didn't like that. Didn't like how it was done. And I didn't like how the BFN thing was done on all accounts. So I'll wish him the best, but this is the right move. I got a message here. Guessing this is good to read. The Ram U, my guy, you asked yesterday, who do Rams fans want? But be reasonable. Would you say Mora is not someone most would have considered a reasonable hire, considering his background? Signed an extension at UConn, $1.5 million buyout, already made over $2 million a year. This seems like someone people wouldn't consider a reasonable hire, as most would think a P4 job was his next step. Absolutely. I tweeted out at, like, what time was that, Ram? Ram U? Like, 9 o'clock or so? I was having some fun, and I said, hey, Rams fans, give me coach suggestions, but be reasonable. If someone would have written Jim Mora on there, Michael, I'm giving you full honesty here. I would have responded with a funny, like, you're out of your mind gif. Yes, that's what I would have done.
I would have agreed with you on that.
I was thrown out. I was witted. Witted? Is that the former wide receiver coach for CSU when they were wide receiver U? Like, I threw that name out 5 seconds before Jim Mora was announced. I'm like, never mind. I didn't mean that. I was like, what about this name?
April Fool's.
Yeah, I was just messing with you guys. Yeah, no, I would have responded with, be reasonable. Jim Mora's not coming here. You kidding? Are you kidding me?
Playoffs.
When we get him on, assuming we can get him on for an interview, because I don't know if he's going to big time us like Coach Prime has.
I'll make some calls.
He could big time us. He could. But I hope he doesn't. First question we ask him, should it be, hey, you remember when your dad said playoffs? You think... Should we ask that as the first question?
I bet he probably gets that a lot.
Pull a Chris Farley and ask him something like that?
No, if I'm the Farley guy,
remember Michael Vick?
Farley questions, yeah. I would ask about the Huskies.
Would you say, like, you remember Michael Vick? Remember him? Would you say something like that?
I wouldn't bring that up because he didn't do any. He didn't
no,
do
just,
that.
I'm just saying, remember Michael Vick. Michael Vick is a legend of the game. I don't care. I mean, I don't care what you say. He is a legend of the game.
this is true, but this was back in his Atlanta days. If I was going to ask him a question, I would ask him a question overall about, okay, if I was going to ask a Michael Vick question, I would ask about dealing with side effects.
I'm not going to ask him about Michael Vick.
Oh, no, no. You're a professional.
I'm just not going to ask about Michael Vick. Probably won't ask him about his dad, unless he wants to go there. We could do that. But this is a kind of a legend of the game, man. And you got him as your head coach. I did text, I have John Weber's number. I did text him last night, probably too late. But I just was like, you are a legend. I love the move. I don't know if it'll work out. Your guess is as good as mine. We're in a weird NIL world. But this would have been the move to make. This is a what you would call somewhat, not even really, but gettable. I didn't think he was. I thought he would be on the list of taking a lower Power 4 job and trying to revive Kevin had mentioned Oklahoma State. Like, was that a name out there?
I could see Oklahoma State going for him.
Yeah.
It's just CSU doesn't have that prestige anymore. They used to. In the early 2000s, late 90s,
yeah,
you could get a big name because they were in the top 20s consistently.
Yeah. No, this is it's a big deal, man. It's a really big deal. Good for them.
Good for Northern Colorado.
Good for Northern Colorado. Good for the show. Good coaches, good personalities make this show better, Mike.
Now we have two good coaches in Colorado. Let's jury's out on Prime.
I would say Mr. Calhoun is third. He's a good coach. No? You're not responding. You don't think Troy Calhoun is a good coach?
I'm just saying. I'm talking Ed Lamb, and I'm talking...
But you said there are two good coaches now in Colorado.
I'm talking football.
Troy Calhoun is the head coach of Air Force football.
Oh, yeah.
Is he not good
anymore?
They
don't pay any attention to Air Force football.
Why? They're fun. Triple option? You don't get into that?
I haven't watched an Air Force. Well, I watched part of Air Force, and I think Utah. It was like the Mountain West After Dark, and Pedro's Papadakis was saying his usual goofy stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, is their defense in this game? It was so weird.
This is going to be fun. I know I want to hear that more of that story later, so write that down, and we'll make sure to catch up on that. The Ram U saying, who is the best FBS coach in Colorado? Rank them right now. Like, just based on right now, like today as we talk. And this obviously has to be respectable. Like, we're talking about within their conferences. You know, it's not like they're one's better. Right now, today, Jim Mora is number one. Yes.
Prime is number three.
Jim Mora is number one. He's just coming off a 9-win season.
At UConn.
And you're saying Ed Lamb is number two? I'm saying Troy Calhoun.
Oh, was it FBS?
Yes. FBS. But you could probably throw in.
But
you could probably
UNC's not in the FBS.
I know. You're the one who just jumped the gun, and you're just this love affair with Ed Lamb. Another restraining order coming up.
What are you talking about? You're the one that does the podcast.
I know. I love doing the podcast. Okay, can I take it one step further? Let's add UNC in because it's Colorado. I would say Jim Mora, Troy Calhoun. Coach Prime, Ed Lamb as a coach, then Coach Prime. But if we're just doing FBS, it's Jim Mora, Troy Calhoun, Deion Sanders.
I agree with that. I would, with the Ed Lamb thing, he hasn't fully proven himself here in Colorado. So maybe I'm just biased having seen 20 years of sub-mediocrity.
Maybe.
In Greeley.
Eastside Chris, is there a Thursday night day pick kickoff song this week, or perhaps all the talents were used up this morning? No. Thursday night special's coming up in the final hour.
Everybody knows that.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, but I'm off Friday. So picks are today.
Everybody knows that.
Picks are today. So, yes, to answer your question, those will happen. coming up. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I grew up, from Aaron, I grew up in Southern Colorado, and I love watching Air Force play. Troy Calhoun is a great coach. And remember, Micah, he was a coach for the Broncos. You should have known that.
I couldn't remember his name.
It's okay. You thought he was a basketball coach. Yeah, I love watching Air Force football. This year was even a little more interesting because they were passing a lot. You couldn't tell me two things about Mora yesterday, GoPoke says. You didn't even know where he was. Yeah, I knew. Dude, Jim freaking Mora? Are you out of your mind? I watched him coach the Atlanta Falcons, bro. That's when I got to know Jim Mora, and that was in 2003, 2004. And then I got a text that says, yet today he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You're a funny man, Brady. Make me laugh. So you're questioning my football knowledge. I don't get that a lot, but you're questioning whether I knew who Jim Mora was? Like, no. Absolutely, I knew who Jim Mora was. Atlanta Falcons? Everybody knows who Jim Mora is. Like, that's not even, I can't even take that as a slight because everybody knows who Jim Mora is. I mean, come on. Yes, his name came up about 4 weeks ago on the four-letter network as far as coaches to watch out for it, for a Power 4 job. So, yeah, we're aware. Like, UConn, correct. Over the years, I couldn't tell you if they had a football program. But if you were to ask me, where is Jim Mora now? I have this thing right here, Mike. Look at it. You see it? This is from... It's a Lindy Sports magazine I get every year. Every year. I read on every conference, every team, every independent, and open right here with highlights underneath it because I was interested, is Connecticut Huskies head coach Jim Mora at UConn, 18-20, 3 years overall, 64 and 59 years, talking about their quarterback and talking about their backup quarterback and talking about... one of their stud running backs, Cam Edwards. So, yes, I do a preview. I go through all of this every single year. I buy this magazine. I'll send you a screenshot, GoPokes.
Did you write all the hearts in Sharpie this morning, that for months?
I'm not like a diehard Jim Mora fan. I'm not saying that before yesterday I'm a diehard Jim Mora fan. Do I like him? Yeah, I liked him when he was in the media, too. Loved his dad. So, I mean, come on. Saying I didn't know who he was? Saying I couldn't tell you two things about him? My first call this morning, because it was too late, was to Hugh Millen, because I knew they played together at Washington. Yeah, come on. When I'm playing the challenge game here, okay? 12:42 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, that's a wild take to say I didn't know who Jim Mora is. The Ram U texting in, I would challenge Go Pokes that more people know who Jim Mora is as a coach than knew Prime as a coach when he got the CU job. Sure, they knew Prime as a player, but Jim Mora and his family are one of the few coaches synonymous with coaching football. They're one of the big names. So that one's just a little... Yes, there are... Am I going to sit here and tell you every single coach of every single FBS team? I don't know. But I know Jim Mora. That's also why I thought it was ridiculous that... Not ridiculous, but not realistic.
Brady, you didn't know who Kyle Shanahan was.
Yeah, right. Eastside Chris, whoa, sounds like Go Pokes is becoming defensive. We're coming. No, I love Go Pokes. Go Pokes, let's be real here. We're on the chair. You're on the couch right now. Let me be your therapist. Yesterday, we were all in misery together. And Go Pokes was texting the show. We were talking about the state of college football, which I still agree is crazy. Not great. But today, it does feel like CSU got a little miniature win by hiring Jim Mora, and misery loves company. And I think because today is a day where CSU has some positives for the first time in a while, for the first time all year, it's probably not good news for Wyoming fans, I would imagine, right? To be real. But I like Wyoming too. I like watching the Wyoming Cowboys. So go Pokes. Come on, man. Let's be cool. It's Thanksgiving. You know, we can be cool. We can be happy for each other. I'm a fan of all of them. So I'm getting in trouble because I'm excited about this move and I'm told I don't know who Jim freaking Mora is. Come on.
He's either trying to push your buttons or maybe he's trying to poke your buttons.
He's trying to poke my buttons. And he does. He knows how to get me. But that's the beauty of the show. If you guys disagree with me, you think I'm crazy. I think this is, yes, I'm saying it. This is an amazing move. 100%. And did I follow UConn football all year? No. Did I watch one UConn? I watched one UConn game this year when they played Air Force. So, oh, I mean, I knew who the guy on the sideline was. I mean, come on.
Is that Jim Mora?
They beat Air Force by 10 or something like that. I picked UConn. Didn't I pick UConn to cover or did I pick Air Force? I don't remember, but I picked that game. So, yes, I've watched the game. It's the one game I watched of UConn the last 2 years. Did I follow UConn closely? No. But I knew who Jim Mora is, and I knew he was there. And I wouldn't have told you that he was going to be the next head coach for the Colorado State Rams. Faith says the hooligans will ride at dawn. Yes, we are rallying the troops. Let's go. 12:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Don't go anywhere.
Complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Broncos going to win Sunday night, Michael. Sunday night football.
Absolutely. Get
win number 10. We're talking number one seed. Guess what? You know who the most important game on the Broncos schedule is the rest of the way?
The next one.
No. I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you. And you're not going to believe it.
You didn't even know what it was, Brady.
No, I knew what it was because of what it means. Broncos desperately need to win this game. Obviously, you got to win Sunday night, but there's a very important game coming up in 2 weeks. We'll talk about it. Quarterback Toilet Bowl coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.